بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, as we had mentioned yesterday, a major portion of Surah At-Tawbah deals with the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, their attributes, and particularly the difficulty and the harm that they would cause to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to the deen of Islam. In today's lesson, the discussion is about a person who was known as Ra'isul Munafiqeen, the leader of the hypocrites. He was a man by the name of Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, and he was well known in Medina Munawwara to be a munafiq, to be a hypocrite. He was the leader of his people. And most of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they all knew that this person was a munafiq. He was a hypocrite. His son, whose name was also Abdullah, he was a Muslim, he was a true Sahabi, sincere person. Nevertheless, when Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, the father, passed away, then his son, Abdullah, came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and he made two requests from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. First, he says that, O Nabi of Allah, please give me a garment of yours, so that I may shroud my father with it, when I place him into his grave. And secondly, I would like to request you to perform his Salatul Janazah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam agreed to both these requests. He gave some garment of his to Abdullah bin Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, to the son, so that the father could be shrouded in this. And he then went forth to perform the Salatul Janazah of Abdullah bin Ubay. As he went to do this, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu took hold of the kurta of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and he said to him, O Nabi of Allah, this person is a munafiq, he is a hypocrite, and he has passed away. Therefore, it is not appropriate that you lead his salatul janaza. And has Allah not, he has died without iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies that, O Umar, Allah has not yet explicitly prohibited me. In fact, Allah has given me a choice. And he then quoted a verse that we had done previously in Surah At-Tawbah, where Allah says that whether you seek forgiveness for them or not, Allah will not forgive them. And then the next portion of the verse, Allah says, if you have to seek forgiveness for them 70 times, Allah won't forgive them. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, taking this verse literally, if I had to seek forgiveness 70 times for him, he will not be forgiven. وَسَأَزِيدُ عَلَى السَّبْعِينَ. Therefore, I will now make sure that I seek forgiveness more than 70 times for him. So, Mufassirin have mentioned, why did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam do this? One is, they mentioned perhaps it was his yearning and his desire that even if there was a small chance that this person could be forgiven and saved from the fire of Jahannam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wanted this. But more than that, Mufti Shafi Sahib rahimahullah has mentioned three reasons that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam agreed to the request of the son and was ready to go and perform the Salatul Janazah. Firstly, he mentions, with regard to lending his garment, or giving his garment, on the occasion of the Battle of Badr, when the captives had been taken from the Qurayshi army, then amongst the captives that the Muslims had taken was the uncle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Abbas radiallahu anhu. And when they found Abbas radiallahu anhu, because of the battle and the conditions that had taken place, his upper garment was missing. He did not have an upper garment. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was searching for some upper garment to give to Abbas radiallahu anhu. And because of his stature, he was a very tall person. There was nobody whose upper garment would fit him besides Abdullah bin Ubay, the leader of the munafiqeen. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then asked him to lend him his garment. So he agreed and he took off his upper garment and he gave it to Abbas radiallahu anhu. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to repay this good turn in this world so that Abdullah bin Ubay does not have any claim against him on the day of Qiyamah. So this was the reason that he agreed to give his garment to shroud Abdullah bin Ubay. The second reason Mufti Shafi Sahib mentions is that perhaps Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did this in order to console the son, who was a true Sahabi, a true Muslim. So it was not going to benefit the father in any way. But because it was a request made by his son, who was a genuine person, he had true iman, and to make him feel at ease to an extent, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam agreed that I will give you my garment and I will come and perform the Salatul Janaza also. And the third reason he mentions, and this was also mentioned in one narration by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself, is that although leading the Salatul Janaza for this munafiq would not benefit him in any way, he left this world without iman, but Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam felt that if I outwardly do this action, then all those who were amongst the tribe of Abdullah bin Ubay, they would see how I treated their leader, that I still gave him some type of worldly honor and respect, and this would perhaps bring them closer, it would win over their hearts, and they would then truly accept Islam and become my followers. So these are all the possible wisdoms that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam employed to do this action. Nevertheless, he goes forward, he reads the Salatul Janaza, and after this incident takes place, this verse is now revealed, where Allah now explicitly and expressly prohibits this. So from this incident onwards, it was now completely prohibited, that even regardless of what the wisdom may be, or the possible benefits may be, you are not permitted to read the Salatul Janaza of any munafiq. If you know that he left this world without iman, and he was genuinely a hypocrite, then you should not lead his Salatul Janaza. And in fact, you should not even go to his graveside and show any honor to him after he has left this world. So Allah says, وَلَا تُصَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ. That don't ever perform the Salatul Janaza for any of them, and do not even stand at their grave. إِنَّهُمْ كَفَرُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Because they have disbelieved in Allah and His Rasul. وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. And they have left this world in a condition of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was the incident that had taken place upon the demise of Abdullah bin Ubay. And here Mufassirin have mentioned that this was another one of those incidents which are known as the muwafaqat of Umar radiallahu anhu. There are a number of incidents in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam where Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu would suggest something, or he would have had an opinion about something, and that law was not yet revealed. But after he stated his opinion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send wahi down to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, affirming the opinion of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. Like in this case, he stated that you should not be leading the Salatul Janaza. And immediately after this wahi comes down, affirming the opinion of Umar radiallahu anhu to be correct. So from this we understand also his status and the way his thinking was in line with what was desired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.